So we're almost here. Less than 24 hours, we'll already be in the Itzumo Shel Yom, the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim, and the way to prepare is so unusual that Chazal understand as a mitzvah d'oraisa is the mitzvah achila of Erev Yom Kippur. That means the mitzvah d'oraisa to eat on the 9th of Tishrei. And it's sort of funny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up like that. It's one thing if there's a mitzvah say to fast on Yom Kippur, but to couch that and to contrast it with Erev Yom Kippur, mitzvah to eat, it's just very stark in the contrast. And the Rabbeinu Yonah suggests four reasons why there's a mitzvah to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. One is, I think the more common...
To eat
Erev Yom Kippur, that's right. I remember when I was in the mirror, there's a big tzaddik of Yaakov Kaplan, who knows, he knows everything. He has a beard down to, you know, to his knees, and he's a big tzaddik. He's in the base medrash about 20 hours, 18 hours a day, and he doesn't talk to Divrei Chol in the base medrash. So if you want to speak to him anything not in learning, you have to speak to him outside the base medrash, but he's never outside the base medrash. So I remember going to him when I was in the mirror, asking him tonight, I don't know, 20 years ago tonight, is the mitzvah of achila of Erev Yom Kippur only in the day, or is it the night before also? So he looks at me with a twinkle in his eye and he says, it's machlokas, it's kedai lahachmir. So we could all get a head start tonight. So what are the reasons? So Rabbeinu Yonah suggests four. I forgot one of them. If somebody looks it up or you remember, you could tell me. The first one is obviously to give us koach. Hashem built into the program to give us the koach, that we should have the strength to go ahead and to do what he wants us to do on the 10th day of Tishrei. Another suggestion, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is that every yontif has a sudas mitzvah, and Yom Kippur can't have its sudas mitzvah. So you have to have the sudas mitzvah of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur, which just puts in context, lets us have a little bit of a different perspective, that the suda tomorrow is actually indeed a sudas mitzvah. And the third, another one I forgot, but the fourth one that he says is the one that resonates most with me, and that is that we mentioned last night the Arba Chiluke Kapara, that there are different levels of tshuva that have to be accomplished in order for a person to achieve full kapara. And we point out that even though mitzvah saseh, a person does tshuva, he's clean. However, mitzvah lo saseh, a person could do tshuva, and that doesn't achieve kapara. Kapara is only achieved when Yom Kippur comes, the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur comes and washes away with the Kedushas HaYom the Avera coupled with the tshuva that the person did months ago, weeks ago, days ago, minutes ago, then a person achieves kapara. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, if that's the case, what happens when Erev Yom Kippur arrives? Finally, I've been carrying this burden. I did tshuva. I did plenty of tshuva all year long. I did Averas 11 months ago, 10 months ago, 9 months ago, 8 months ago, 7 months ago, and I did tshuva on them. And I'm still carrying this burden of Averas of Los Ases. And here it is, finally the day is coming. Tomorrow the day is going to be here that I'm going to be able to throw off this package, throw off this burden of chait, of alotaseis that I might have violated over the course of the year, and my tshuva that I did over the course of the year will actually be go up to Shemai, will actually be accepted in totality, and I'll be able to achieve full kapara. What a simcha, says Rabbeinu Yonah, to the extent that a person is sameach at the arrival of Yom Kippur, listen carefully, to the extent that a person is sameach at the arrival of Yom Kippur, that shows how pained they were until now by carrying that burden of Averos. And therefore, the simcha of eating Erev Yom Kippur is in fact part of the tshuva process itself, because the simcha of eating Erev Yom Kippur shows how much bitzar we are having carrying those Averos. So therefore, we should have that in mind, that we're not just eating to give us strength, we're not just eating to have a sudas yontif for Yom Kippur, we're eating to celebrate the fact that Baruch Hashem, the Yom HaKippur is here. I did tshuva all year long, and now we have more opportunity. Lefnei Hashem Titaru, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is a mitzvah saseh to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. But now we have to feel also the simcha that our day has arrived, so that could be part of demonstrating how bitzar we are not being able to have the full kapara. We should be zocha to full tshuva. We should always be zocha to fulfill Lefnei Hashem Titaru. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a havtacha. We should be zocha to the havtacha of Lifnei Hashem Titar, Hashem should be mataras, and we should all be zocha to Shnas Chaim V'Shalom, Simcha, Dekayir, only good things for us, our families, Klal Yisrael.